Watcher, and welcome. Big welcome, in fact. It's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start this week in Germany with Joe und Joe. Recorded at the German Jazz Festival, May 58. The festival was in Frankfurt. The leader is trombonist Albert Mangelsdorf, and he wrote that song, Joe und Joe. Who's Joe, you ask? Actually, who are the two Joes, really? Dunno, he said helpfully. It's certainly not a bandmate, as they are Connie Jackal, trumpet, Fred Christman, also trumpet, Yoki Freund, sousaphone, Pepsi Oa, piano, Peter Trunk, bass and Rudy Schering, drums. Mangelsdorf was originally a guitarist before switching to the trombone in 1948 when he was 20. This Sonorama recording shows him in his hard bop days. He later went into West Coast Cool and then avant-garde somewhat. We're back from Germany, but we still have a German leader on this next song. Anke Helfrich is the leader pianist and composer of that song, A Simple Act of Kindness. The album is called Dedication, and I so nearly played you another number from it. It's of Monk's song Think of Me. It's magnificent. Another time, perhaps. Martin Vind, bass, and Jonas Bergwinkel on drums. So, a German-only trio, but recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in New Jersey, March 2015. This next song has the rather odd title of Red Rivers and Valleys, /appendix. Well, no surprise to discover that the leader is a bassist. It's Sean Smith on a Stamford, Connecticut Feb 2001 recording for Ambient Records. Eventually, Sean Smith is joined by Alan Mesquida, alto, and Russell Meisner, drums, and even later by Bill Sharlop, piano, and Keith Gantz, guitar. The song, Red Rivers and Valleys, and whilst I was playing it, I whizzed through the scant liner notes, but can find no rhyme nor reason to the suffix /appendix. And I suppose we don't really care anyway. We enjoyed the song, and that's enough. Big band time.
We'll be right back.
And that's from a newly released Buddy Rich album called The Lost Tapes. Buddy and band had two consecutive evening concerts at the King Street Studio in San Francisco, April 85. 2 hours of fabulous big band music in total. The masters were stored away. The company sold 5 years later, and fire sweeps through the building. And it's assumed that the tapes were destroyed by fire initially, and then by water, of course. In the year 2000, two of the original producers of the Buddy Rich big band recordings were chatting. One, Gary Reber, says, "No, I've got those tapes still stored away." They were undoubtedly in a wretched state, as yes, fire and then water had got to them, but they painstakingly overhauled them, and you've just heard the result on The Red Snapper. This album also includes a version of Buddy's regular crowd-pleasing staple, a 15-plus minute medley of the West Side Story songs. Buddy Rich, one of the best ever drummers, most certainly. Here's Bernie's tune. We'll be right back. Orin Evans, the pianist, is the leader on this June 98 recorded crisscross album called Grown Folk Business. Rodney Whittaker bass, Ralph Peterson drums. That was Bernie's tune, written by Bernie Miller, which later had lyrics added by Lieber and Stoller, who you'll remember, of course, wrote such rock classics as Hound Dog and Jailhouse Rock. Jerry Mulligan once used Bernie's tune as the title song of an LP he made with Chet Baker. It became a very popular jazz song for a while. Little is known of Bernie, though, other than he was a pianist from Washington, D.C. Incidentally, Mulligan later evolved the song into his own compo, Idle Gossip. Here's a much better known song, Body and Soul, a cappella. Thank you. goodness, that was recorded very quietly. I had to wag it up to Max so you could hear it. Art Pepper on alto, solo as you heard. Pepper's wife Laurie maintained his legacy following Art's death back in 82, and she writes the liner notes here. Doesn't give us the recording date, but somewhere 78 to 80, I would guess. That was the standard Body and Soul. From a cappella to big band. Thank you. That's from Volume 1 of Duke Ellington's series of 10 albums called The Private Collection. That was Ellington's compo Uncontrived, recorded in March 56 in Chicago. Ellington's piano intro, then Quentin Jackson trombone. Other soloists include Jimmy Hamilton, Ray Nance, Ellington again, Johnny Hodges, Clark Terry, and back to Jimmy Hamilton. From one jazz giant to another, Duke to Bird. From a terrific Verve double CD, released in 2016 and called Unheard Bird, the unissued takes. 69 tracks in all, mostly previously unissued alternate takes, false starts, incomplete songs, and occasional studio chatter. I say mostly, as for each of the 18 songs here, the released master version is also included. On Charlie Parker's own compo, My Little Suede Shoes, the problem on the other takes was to do with the percussion section. Jose Mangual, bongos, Louis Miranda, conga. Charlie Parker, alto, of course. Walter Bishop Jr., piano. Teddy Kotick, bass. Roy Haynes, drums, make up the group in March 51. Bird fans will love this album. Vocal time. Happy talk.
Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You gotta have a dream. You don't have a dream. Are you gonna make a dream come true? Gonna make a dream. If you talk, keep talking, have you talk. Say, talk about things you like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna make a dream come true? Say, talk about a moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Say, talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Talk, say, talk about things you like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna make a dream come true? On the sea. Ooh, I've been talking, talking, I've been talking. Talk about things you like to do. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream, I'm gonna make a dream come true. I'm gonna make a dream. Talk about a moon. Talk about.
First outing on The Real Enjoyment of Jazz for singer Lauren Kinahan. And this record was inspired by her love of Nancy Wilson in general and Nancy's LP with Cannonball Adderley in particular. It's on the Dotted Eye label and called A Sleeping Bee. We heard the Rodgers and Hammerstein song from South Pacific, Happy Talk. Ingrid Jensen, trumpet, Andy Ezrin, piano, Matt Penman, bass, and Jared Schoenig, drums. Do you fancy a bass solo? No problems. Here's Red Mitchell.
Thank you.
Another quiet recording. Joe Paz guitar, Red Mitchell bass in Stockholm, Feb 92. It's the two old friends on all the tracks except two, one being a Joe Paz solo and one, this one, Pennies from Heaven, being Red solo at the Fashion Club, Stockholm. The album is called Finally, as it was 40 years after they played together in a TV house band, and the boys had agreed back then they'd like to make a duo album together. They did it, finally. Rushing a bit now, as very keen to squeeze in two longish songs. No prizes for recognising this next song, no matter how loudly you shout.
Thank you.
The LP name first. Superhorn, the Mattison Phillips Tuba Jazz Consort. Huh, what else do you need to know, really? It's a US big band. No, not Aussies. And all their arrangements are scored for low brass instruments. In this case, Harvey Phillips and Don Peritone, tubas, Rich Mattison and Ashley Alexander, euphoniums, and Jack Peterson, guitar. Those are the soloists, plus one more tuba, one more euphonium, why not? And a piano bass drums. Recorded New York, Jan 81. The song, of course, Waltzing Matilda. Time for our very last one, and it's a welcome return for pianist Harold Mayburn. I think this is his third consecutive appearance on our show. His latest album, The Iron Man, Live at Smoke. And, as a by-the-by comment, Mabes was the pianist in Lee Morgan's group the night Lee was shot dead on the stage in 1965. Eric Alexander, one of Mabes' former students, is on tenor. John Webber, bass. Joe Farnsworth, another of his ex-students, on drums. This is from the very last set on the very last night, set 63 of Mabes' annual three-weeker at Smokes in New York. It's Mabes' own compo, Raking and Scraping.
Thank you.
A great closing number. Thank you, Mabes. Hope you've had fun. Thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn. And I also hope you'll be back next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.